Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
I've got the Great Fire of... No, not that Great Fire of London, the other one.
And I've got some finger-licking carnage.
Date fight!
Hello there, welcome to Date Fight. It's the podcast where we take great moments in history and pitch them against each other.
He's Jake Yap, I'm Nat Tapley, and together we have trawled through all of the 29th of December to find that no one ever does anything on this day.
Yeah, this is the absolute bedrock.
Welcome to the low point.
Yes, this is it. It's only uphill.
Everyone is asleep after Christmas dinner through till next week, so no events happen in human history.
But they did. Let's find out what they were.
Yes. Round one! This is another one which is called A Battle by Some People and A Massacre by Other People.
Okie dokie.
It's the Battle of Wounded Knee, or the Wounded Knee Massacre.
Right.
In which several hundred Lakota Indians were massacred by soldiers of the United States Army on December the 29th, 1890, near Wounded Knee Creek. They were trying to disarm the camp. Having disarmed most of the camp, one old man apparently didn't want to let go of his rifle because it was very expensive and dear to him, at which point a firefight started. But most of the Native Americans had been disarmed by that point, so they didn't have any weapons. So essentially at this point it just turned into the army shooting Native Americans. By the time the massacre was over, between 250 and 300 men, women and children of the Lakota had been killed, and 51 were wounded. 25 soldiers died, 39 were wounded. 20 soldiers were awarded the Medal of Honor, the highest possible congressional medal available for an act of valor in battle.
It was certainly very valoric.
Yes, I mean,
that.
If you'd like to compare that, the number of medals given out in all of the Second World War to the people of Dakota was 3.
Ooh. 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 Can we get them back to be keep the receipts for those medals?
No, they're gone now. They're gone.
They're in someone's little secret drawer somewhere, aren't they?
If you for comparison from exactly the same time, the Battle of Bearpaw Mountain was a 5-day siege, and that led to 3 being awarded. But this hour-long massacre led to 20 medals of honour being awarded. Or medals of dishonour, as the Native Americans have taken to calling them in relation to Wounded Knee.
Well, good for them. I think I know whose side I'm on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're all pretty much. And if you're not, clear off. Really.
There are other podcasts available.
Yes, there probably are. I've got the 29th of December, 1997.
Ooh.
And another massacre, I'm going to say. It's just it's an interspecies massacre, so we don't call it that.
Oh, okay.
And this is Hong Kong.
I thought you were going to say the massacre of whoever came second to the Spice Girls in the race to Christmas number one.
No.
No.
No, not that. No. This is in Hong Kong. And a potentially deadly influenza strain.
Mm-hmm.
Bird flu.
Yeah.
Hits the chickens in the city. And so Hong Kong begins to kill all of them.
Right.
1.25 million chickens. All have to die. Yeah. Here's the thing. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's a drop in the ocean. We kill 50 billion chickens a year worldwide. 50
so that's
billion.
Roughly that's a billion a week.
It's 1,000 million a week. It is a billion a week, billion roughly. A week. Yeah. It's 1,600 a second.
Yeah.
Here in the UK, we kill 32 chickens a second. So if you just look in this room, imagine 32 chickens, and there's another. Yeah, exactly. So in Hong Kong, yes, it sounds like a lot, but it was half the number of chickens we kill in the UK every day. Every day. I read somewhere once that the sheer volume of chickens that we have forcibly bred and slaughtered, the number of chicken bones we've produced has altered the geology of the earth.
Right.
There will be a stratum.
The chicken layer.
Of chicken bones. It is how we will be remembered for the way we treated those
chicken
animals.
Chicken people.
Yeah. You know, mother chickens talk to the chicks while they're still in their shells.
Don't trust people, she says. They're awful.
Well, pretty much, yeah.
Are you sneezing? Have you got flu? Don't tell anyone.
And cockroaches. And cockerels have different calls to warn. The reason they crow and stuff is to warn their tribe of chickens. And they have different calls for a land-based predator or an air-based predator.
Mm-hmm.
They're very intelligent.
Which
animals.
One do they use for us?
They just shout, give up. We don't stand a chance.
Yes, they can always swim towards them if they've got one for us.
So there you go. Two massacres for you to lolz aplenty at on this 29th of December.
Yay!
Let's do
some... the Christmassy theme.
Do you know what? The one I've got afterwards is almost worse.
Right. Well, you should go first for that one then.
Yeah.
Although mine isn't particularly jolly.
Yeah. Are we doing birthdays though?
Yes. Let's do some birthdays. Day on the 29th of December 1766 to Charles Mackintosh, who invented the waterproof fabric that makes the Mackintosh.
I thought you were going to say wellies.
Happy birthday.
I'm judging myself, mate. You don't have to look at me like that.
It doesn't hurt to add to it. Happy birthday to John Voight. He's a crazy Republican now, but he used to just wander around having experiences with hillbillies in films.
I never felt him as an actor.
No, he seems sort of blank-faced quite often, I think.
Hmm.
Even in Midnight Cowboy.
You know who he reminds me of?
Angelina Jolie?
No. He reminds me of Charlie Chan, who's played by Sidney Toler. Who was very much your standard white American.
Yep.
Who would just sort of stand there somewhat impassively. They were terrible films. They were the absolute worst films.
You should wipe it from your mind by watching Breakfast at Tiffany's instead and have it... Oh, no, that's even worse. Happy birthday to Marianne Faithfull, the writer, singer and artist who's probably most famous for the story about how she was discovered by the police at one point, which I'm not going to relate on a family podcast.
Oh, yeah, was that the thing with the...
The Mars bar, yes. Once upon a time in the mid-1990s, a girlfriend and I tried to recreate that moment, but the only thing available at the vending machine was a Lion bar rather than a Mars bar. And all I'm going to say is that puffed rice does go snap, crackle and pop. Don't try it, kids. Thanks. And don't look that up either. That's the birthdays.
But enough of this frivolity. Who died?
Let's slide into the deaths with Bob Monkhouse. Happy Death Day, Bob.
Who famously did that advertising campaign after his death.
Yes.
Saying, I'm dead now.
Yeah.
And that's why you should get checked out.
Yep. Happy Death Day to Andrei Tarkovsky, who makes really, really long Russian films.
Very, very long.
Yeah.
Very, very long.
One of them had an interval in, so I've stopped at that point now.
I keep putting them on thinking, no, I'm gonna really get it. Gone. Just gone. Two shots and it's over.
Happy Death Day to Sarah Bartman, who was a South African of the Khoi Khoi tribe, who was brought to England and displayed as, in the language of the time, the Hottentot Venus. She was in a freak show, and people were invited to come and look at her buttocks. That was what she was displayed for.
Wow.
There was a lawsuit brought while she was here by people who thought she was enslaved. The judge found that she wasn't being enslaved, but she also wasn't there probably very voluntarily. And after England, she was displayed in France, at which point she very definitely was enslaved and had no rights to say no to anything anyone suggested, and she died shortly after that. So sad death day.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Well, on this wretched, wretched day in human history,
let me bring
you arguably one of the biggest wretches ever there was.
Yes!
This guy is pretty special.
Is he a douche?
He's a composer of music. And this is the 29th of December, 1922. His name is John Powell.
Mm-hmm.
And he is walking onto the stage in Boston's Symphony Hall with the conductor, Pierre Monteux, to offer the local premiere of a new piece of music that he's written.
Oh.
And...
How exciting.
Yes. So this guy, John Powell, he established a reputation. He was one of the leading musicians and composers. And this was a rhapsody, an 18-minute long work for piano and orchestra. And it was pretty much his most successful composition.
Oh, lovely.
His name was Rhapsody Nègre.
Oh, dear.
And in his blurb in the programme... for the evening's entertainment.
Yeah.
He said some terrible things. He said...
yes?
He talked about... I can't even bring myself to say it. Negro music. I can't even bring myself to say that.
We don't have to. I mean, we've
can I say... Well, how do I... Is there any other way around that?
No.
There isn't, is there? He says, the Negro is the child among the peoples. And his music shows the unconscious, unbound gaiety of the child, as well as the child's humour, sometimes Aesopian, often, unfortunately, too often, Rabelaisian. And then he listed himself, quite unabashedly, as the founder for the Society for the Preservation of Racial Integrity at the University of Virginia, his alma mater, in 1916.
Actually an official post at the University of Virginia?
So it seems. I mean, it's a society. It's like the water skiing society, I suppose. Yeah. He was a proponent of eugenics and was very, very anxious about racial amalgamation. So he and his... little cronies, drafted some legislation for the Virginia Assembly. That
I really think it's great when legislation is drawn up by musicians.
Yeah, they're
the best people to do
They really are. That redefined what it meant to be white by classifying in the most meticulous way what it meant to be a, quote, coloured person. Mm. And they called it the one-drop rule. If you were... If you had 1/16th African heritage, then you were to be classified as, quote, coloured, and therefore not allowed to marry a white person, let alone travel on a bus. What a guy. Pleased to say, forgotten to history.
Until we brought him back up again.
Well, you know what? Sometimes it's worth bringing these people up just to remember how far we've come.
We found out today that over the course of, 220, 30 years, we've been terrible.
We have been terrible. And it's worth having a look at if you're interested in what's happening now, because it doesn't tend to get reported very much in the mainstream media. Have a look at www.lakotalaw.org. It's the Lakota People's Law Project. They've got a Facebook page as well. And they'll tell you about pipelines and all kinds of things that are happening right now. We haven't come as far as perhaps we'd like to think we've come.
No. In fact, the 29th of December has just been entirely a litany of terrible acts.
Atrocities, I would say.
Well, I am here to wash the bad taste of all that from your mouths with the 29th of December 1940. The Second Great Fire of London. In which, actually, there isn't any racial element particularly, so that's a refreshing change for today.
Thank goodness.
It is the dropping of 100,000 bombs by the Luftwaffe onto the non-residential parts of London on the night of the 29th to the 30th of December. 136 bombers flew to the city, dropped their payloads and flew back, not all of them got back, to Germany. The raid saw 1,500 fires start in the city, and the firefighters' efforts to stop them were hampered by a water shortage because the main water main had been bombed. Efforts to draw water from the River Thames were hampered by the fact that it was low tide, and wind combined with the concentrated area of the attack made it very difficult to put the fires out.
Horrendous.
12 people were killed in the raid. They were firefighters. 250 were injured. Yes, it's the second biggest fire in the history of London.
Wowzers. There was a great effort to preserve St. Paul's, wasn't there?
Yeah,
that was
St.
the
Paul's
thing
was
that
hit
Churchill.
28 incendiary bombs. Winston Churchill said St. Paul's must be saved. There is a good story about how there was an incendiary bomb that did fall on St Paul's, but someone ran up to the roof and...
With a bucket or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, got it in a bucket and chucked it over the side.
Incredible, the bravery. And I think Churchill, he understood that St Paul's Cathedral was such an important part of the London skyline.
Yes.
Until about 20 years ago, when suddenly...
Not even that, but St Mary Axe.
It was just fine to chuck up...
St Mary Axe? The Gherkin?
Yeah, all of those.
Just thanks, Ken.
Chuck up a load of ugly steel and glass.
Well, at least now we've got space for more businesses there.
It's really great. And they're certainly not vacant apartments owned by foreign oligarchs.
I wouldn't imagine that they're bought up by...
This is the bleakest episode we've ever done.
Merry week between Christmas and New Year!
Well, you know what? Sometimes I think it's good to get angry. And some shocking things were done. And our job, being here now, is to try to minimise such atrocious things.
And make them palatable to you in a short podcast form.
Yeah. So as we... crawling and retching, make our way to the new year.
Yeah.
Why don't we all resolve to make the world a little bit better?
Fewer massacres.
Definitely fewer massacres.
Yeah.
And less of the, you know, less of the back chat. Less of the back chat. Don't talk back.
Go and do better. Do better, humanity.
Tomorrow's another day and it will be a better day.
You make us sick.
And we will be here tomorrow with another day fight. Thank you for listening.
Goodbye.
And stay angry. Bye.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.